Stem come out and it's sitting still. It's hard to keep up the old weedy weight anyway, so that's probably just my watch, all that is. We'll get that thing right up to date. All right, we want to praise the Lord. I believe this is March the 19th on this cold Lord's Day Sunday morning. And boy, thankful to be in the house of God, thankful to be in the family of God. I'm telling you, buddy, there's a lot of stuff went on this week. We'll be mentioning some of that in the message today. But, boy, it's good to be saved. It is.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I tell you, I'm glad I'm in the house of God today.
Amen.
And I'd like to see this thing filled up. We had a wedding this week, me and Brother Ed. Man, I'm telling you, we saw this place pretty full Wednesday, amen. And there was quite a few people here Wednesday night. We thank God for that, too. We'll ask the Lord's blessing. We'll get in our Sunday school lesson. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for the Word of God.
Yes.
Lord, the Word of God was precious in the days of Samuel because there wasn't no open vision. And Lord, here we are today. The Word of God's still precious.
Yes.
And we've got television, Lord. We've got it all the way around. We've got, Lord, so much to be thankful for. Brother Ed's live streaming our service, Lord, this morning so people can see and hear the Word of God being taught, being preached, songs of God being sung. We're recording, Lord, also the message so that we can put it on the internet, Lord. For those that don't have a television, they can still listen, get a blessing.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this technology, God. It's being utilized, Lord, for the glory of God, to get the Word of God beyond these four walls. We thank you for it. Ask you to bless this lesson this morning. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, we finished up in verse number 15. Brother Ed mentioned something he wanted me to, maybe that was something else, wanted me to reflect back on. But I do want to go back to verse 15. I mentioned about that word respite.
Right.
When Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart. Notice this, Pharaoh hardened his heart and hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said. Now we know in the latter part of Exodus chapter 11 that the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. But right now old Pharaoh's kind of got the ball here. But that word respite, I took a closer look at that. I wanted to go to the dictionary and get a little bit better meaning. And that means a delay, a postponement, like a man sentenced to death gets a reprieve, and the death sentence is prolonged. And old Pharaoh here, he was pretty concerned about these frogs, and so much concerned about them that he told Moses to get rid of the frogs tomorrow. He didn't mind the frogs as bad as the judgment that he saw coming. But here he sees the respite, the delay of the judgment. And Pharaoh hardens his heart and hearkens not unto them as the Lord had said. Boy, that's good preaching ground right there. A lot of preachers out there could pick up on that word respite. Oh me, I'm telling you, buddy. They could go somewhere with that word. This preacher right here will probably preach on that someday when the Lord gives me permission or leave to do that. But we want to teach this morning. Verse 16 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt." Now, Pharaoh's been kind of mocking God all along in these judgments, but right here is where God drew the line. We'll pick up on that here in a minute. Said, and they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. You see, even these animals are suffering because of man. You know, man, he don't do anything but God's will. I'm telling you, the Bible says men love darkness rather than light. And because their deeds are evil, neither come they to the light, lest their deeds be reproved. But here, God's bringing judgment upon man. And it's even affecting the animals. It said it come upon the beast. And you know, in our day and time, they're wanting to do away with the cows and all that, want people to eat bugs. Just crazy time we're living in, insanity. But it all sums up to the fact that man just didn't like to retain God in his image. Man like Pharaoh trying to be God. It said here, all the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt.
Right.
And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice. Notice this. But they could not. Mm-hmm. Now the magicians have been kind of keeping up with Moses and all of these judgments. And that's one reason Pharaoh has not really been all that serious about Moses and Aaron. But see, we're fixing to get to the end of these judgments, the judgment of the firstborn. We're getting closer, and God's starting to show himself to be God here. And God said, but they could not, so there were lies upon man and upon beast. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. Buddy, they didn't have no problem at all picking up on that.
Yeah, that's right.
Wouldn't that be something if our scientists of today could admit that God is God and they're just men?
Mm-hmm.
I know our country said we're going with science, and the Bible tells us plainly in Matthew chapter 24, let no man deceive you. There are people today living lies because they've been deceived. I'm not going to get in preaching mode here. But here these magicians told Pharaoh, they said, buddy, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said. Like I said, Pharaoh, God raised him up just to make a name for himself. And here Pharaoh is. I mean, buddy, he's in the position of power. He's got all the say. Unfortunately, that's being trodden upon by the one above him. He don't want to acknowledge God, but he's in a predicament where he's not going to get out of it. He's going to have to confess that the Lord is God. He's just a man.
Yeah.
Verse 20, and the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Now, like I said, Pharaoh's been in denial, and God's been showing Pharaoh some things. Look here at verse 21. Else if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thy houses, and into the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, also the ground whereon they are, and I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there. That's God's no fly zone. To the end, now here's the purpose here. To the end that Pharaoh may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. See, most people today, they don't want to admit that they're created. We're going to be preaching a little bit about that today. They don't want to admit that the Most High rules in the fears of men. They're in denial. And you know, God loves them. God loved me just like He loved them. God put up with me for 34 years. And I'm glad He gave me 34 years space to repent. I'm glad I did repent. I'm glad my eyes have been opened. I'm glad I know better now. But that same grace that God had towards me, He has towards them. And here they are, just like Pharaoh, going towards the edge of a cliff, getting ready to jump off, not realizing where they're going to end up. But God tells Pharaoh, there's going to be some swarms of flies. Now, a fly doesn't seem like that big a threat. But when you're spitting flies out while you're trying to talk, it kind of becomes an uncomfortable thing to deal with. And I can see Pharaoh, here he is thinking, a fly? What's a fly to me? I'm Pharaoh. Little things are big things when God gets in them, amen. God said in verse 23, and I will put a division. Boy, I'm glad God makes a difference.
Amen.
Now, Brother Donnie, I was on my way to hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Now I'm on my way to heaven.
Amen.
God made that difference. God made that division. I'm a citizen of heaven now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel guilty when I vote because my citizenship is in heaven. But right now, I've got a dual citizenship. I'm a citizen of America, and I'm also a citizen of heaven. So while I'm here, I'm going to vote. When I get up there, praise God, I'm going to sit down and enjoy the scenery. Amen.
Amen.
But God here says, and I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall this sign be. Now, God gave Pharaoh one day to think it over.
That's right.
Boy, that's the love of God if there ever was right there.
That's right, it is. You're right.
And the Lord did so, verse 24. And there came a grievous swarm of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted by reason of the swarm of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses. He's spitting flies everywhere. He's hollering, Moses! Moses! And I tell you right now, buddy, he called for Moses and Aaron and said, go ye sacrifice your God. You wouldn't think a fly would be that influential.
Mm.
I'm telling you, buddy, he had enough of flies.
Yeah.
Now, we would use a cell phone today. Pharaoh didn't need a cell phone. I'm telling you, he screamed loud enough that Moses and Aaron both was able to hear him. And he said, go ye sacrifice your God in the land. Moses said, it's not meant so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, and will they not stone us? He said, we will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he commanded us. Now, Pharaoh, buddy, he's on bargaining ground. Look here. Pharaoh said, I will let you go. Boy, that took some that took some wind out of his sail here, Pharaoh is.
Yeah.
I no move. Get gone. Don't see my face. Pharaoh here now, he says, I will let you go. Boy, I know the devil. He would love nothing more than to sift me like flour. I'm glad there's one between me and him.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, if God be for you, who can be against
Amen.
You? I'm glad greater is he that's in me and he that's in the world.
Right.
But the Pharaoh here's a picture of the devil. And one of these days he's going to have to let me go. Amen. I may be down here with him, but I'm not of him no more. Praise God, I've been set free. But here Pharaoh is. He's choking on the words. He's spitting flies. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only ye shall not go very far away and entreat for me. He said, would you mind praying for me? Now, I can just see in my mind's eye, and I wasn't there, but I can just see Pharaoh. He's spitting flies. He's swatting flies. And I'm telling you, he's wiping flies. He said, will you pray for me? Will you entreat for me? Moses said, verse 29, he said, behold, I go out from thee, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his servants, from his people tomorrow. Only let not Pharaoh deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord. Now, this tomorrow thing, Pharaoh started this when he said, get rid of the frogs tomorrow. So now everything's tomorrow. God brought the flies the next day. And Moses said, I'll pray about it tomorrow. In verse 30, Moses went out to Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. And he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. And notice this. There remained not one. I don't know what kind of stuff was used, but I'd like to have some of it. I hate flies. especially in church.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you get them Baptist flies in these Baptist churches, and they'll take away from the service, and I'll be up here preaching like a wild man, like an Indian on the warpath, and I'll look, and everybody's looking at that fly, or they're swatting that fly or trying to kill it. Brother Patrick's good about getting them. He get that fly swatted, and they're gone. Amen?
That's right.
But there was not one remain. Verse 32, and Pharaoh harden his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. You know, that's the way the world is.
Yeah.
I'll be there Sunday. You count on me. We'll see.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they got a will, but they just don't put no feet on it.
Right.
I'm glad that God is gracious. Amen.
Amen.
Can you imagine if God had set this thing up that if you didn't show up on Sunday, a lightning bolt come to your house. Amen. I mean, we just saw them storms come through and the power go out. First thing I thought about, are we okay, Lord?
Yeah.
Chapter 9, here we got verse 1. Then the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me.
Yeah.
For if thou refuse to let them go and will hold them still, behold the hand of the Lord. Woo! Man, God's going to lay hands here. The hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, upon the oxen, upon the sheep. There shall be a very grievous moran.
Oh,
my. I'm telling you, buddy. God says, I'm going to send it. My hand's going to bring it.
Yeah.
He said, if you don't let my people go, verse 4, and the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, that there shall not nothing die of all that is the children of Israel. And the Lord appointed a set time, saying, here's Pharaoh's favorite, tomorrow the Lord shall do this thing in the land. And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died. Now, you're talking about getting somebody's attention.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to grill out steaks today, and it kind of breaks my heart that some cow had to give up so I could have 6 ribeyes, but they had them on sale at Houchins, and I could actually buy 3 ribeyes cheaper than I could buy one. One ribeye is $18. I bought 3 for $13, so I went ahead and got 6. I'm just telling you, it was actually cheaper to buy ribeye than it would, I guess, even buy a hamburger. That's the cheapest I've ever seen. I got 6 ribeyes for $26. Amen.
Wow.
You go eat one at a steakhouse, it'll cost you $26 for one.
That's right.
But anyway, all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel died not one. I wonder how many Egyptians went out there to see that.
Right.
You know, God said there ain't going to be none die of Israel, but all your cows going to die. And I'm going to say they went out there and they said, he's right. They're all alive.
Yeah.
Pharaoh sent. There it is. And behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. You know, Pharaoh's kind of hard to deal with. I've met some just like him. They'll change the subject right in the middle of your sentence. I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah.
They can dodge and duck with the best of them, amen. Verse 8, and the Lord said unto Moses and unto Aaron, take to you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. Ain't there something God just used something like a fly? Here he's using, ashes. And, Pharaoh here, he's thinking, going to be some great thing. Just these little handful of ashes here. God says in verse 9, and it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with brands upon man and upon beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh. I'm going to say Pharaoh's probably trembling a little bit right here.
Yeah.
Here Moses is with a handful of ash. And Moses is sitting there getting ready to release that. And Pharaoh's saying, boy, I hope he don't open his hand. I'm telling you, Moses is getting through to Pharaoh. And getting Pharaoh's attention. They took those handful of ashes. They took the ash of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh. And Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven. And it became a ball breaking forth with bronze upon man and upon beast. And notice again, and the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the bulls. For the bull was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. I just want you to know, little by little, God's getting attention of not just Pharaoh, not just these magicians, but all the people in Egypt. And you know, we're kind of in the same kind of contest down here today. So much stuff going on down here today. And the final conclusion of this whole thing, God's going to show Himself to be God. And all the science, you know, we just went through that COVID pandemic. We've done everything I guess you could do wrong. First thing we should have did is repented and asked God for forgiveness. He might heal our land. But we turned to science. We wore masks. We got vaccinated. We took pills and medicine. Oh, for what it's worth, ivermectin. It's the cheapest thing there. It's been approved by the FDA for something like, I don't know, 80 years or something like that. I mean, just safe as safe can be. Ivermectin completely delivers from COVID. But it's cheap. It's so cheap that they can't make no money on it.
That's right.
So science has a plan.
That's right.
They bought all the factories that make ivermectin. This came from a scientist of Japan. He spilled the beans on this. Big Pharma has bought all the factories that make ivermectin. Now, they're either going to keep you from getting it, or the price is going up. Either way.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, it's about this right here.
That's it.
That's what it's about. You'd be surprised. Matter of fact, you'd probably have a heart attack to know how much money they made off of this man-made virus that came from China, just like Trump said, and was unleashed upon the world for money.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we got to kind of get a little bit going on right here. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the balls, for the ball was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians. Let me say one more thing about ivermectin. A lot of doctors lost their license just because they suggested that people take ivermectin.
Yeah.
Ain't that something? I'm just telling you, power can be misconstrued.
Yes.
I have no problem with power. The power is a beer of ordained of God. And I know we need, you know, kings and princes and all that stuff. We need leadership. I understand every bit of that. But when you got corrupt power, the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. I mean, everything's right. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn, and it'll cost you something. We'll be preaching about that a little bit even today. Verse 12, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Right now probably a good time to buy up some ivermectin. It might save your life. He hardened the heart of Pharaoh. I have heard through the grapevine, and I don't have this, verbatim, but I've heard through the grapevine they're already making another form of COVID as I'm speaking here this morning to unleash on the world. Why are they doing it, Brother Eddie? Well, the globalists believe they've got to save the planet. They've got to be God, so they've got to kill 2/3 of the population of the world. They're not volunteering. They're volunteering you and me, but they've got to kill 2/3 of the population of the world to save the planet. They're the ones, you know, beat the drum, the global warming and the climate change and all that nonsense. And you know, the Lord, He told us plainly that He got it. I mean, He told us right there, the last verse of Genesis chapter 8, He's got climate change under control. But man never has ever listened to God. But here, verse 12, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them as the Lord has spoken unto Moses. You see, God dealing a little bit now here with old Pharaoh. He's hardened his heart. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. Now, Pharaoh doesn't want to comply, but he's going to. Then he says, verse 14, "For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart and upon thy servants and upon thy people." Here's why. "That thou mayest know that there's none like me in all the earth." You know, the world don't like that. Hollywood don't like it. All their money, all their pomp. You know, they think, you know, their money. Right now is good times any throw this in here.
You know, Brother Eddie, you was talking about that COVID there a while ago.
Yeah.
I got that, okay? I didn't even get sick from it. But I stayed home the 15 days that I was supposed to stay home just to keep from spreading it to somebody in my church.
What?
You and me came through that whole pandemic here to church. And
we broke the law.
Yeah, we did.
We wasn't supposed to be here, but we did it anyway.
And you know what? God just brought us through it with no problem.
Yeah.
And then after that, I went to that Christmas party, and I got it at that Christmas party, you know.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sick. Yeah. I mean, it didn't make me sick.
Man, Brother Ed,
that I had it.
We did keep the doors of the church open. They confronted Peter and them, tell them not to speak no more in Jesus' name.
Right.
And Peter said, "Judge you, would it be right inside of God or not?"
Amen.
He said, "We'll obey God rather than men." You know, I do want to obey the law until the law contradicts the law of God.
Right.
And I felt like we need to be here. Brother Ed said, "I'll be there if you be there." I said, "Count on me, I'll be there." And we did. We sung. Won't it be wonderful there? I'll just tell you, we didn't know how to sing, but we got where we could about half sing that one song.
Yeah.
Won't it be wonderful there? But the Lord here says, "There's none like me in all the earth." And the world doesn't like that.
No.
They want to have the preeminence. I mentioned about some things going on. We just had two banks to go belly up.
Yes,
one of them was Silicon Valley Bank in California, San Francisco, California.
Yeah.
The other one was Signature Bank in New York City. Those two liberal banks, one in Silicon Valley, gave $73 billion to LGBTQ, Black Lives Matter, climate change, and all that other nonsense. And what's bad is we had to pick the bill up.
Yeah.
You say, "Well, we paid for it." Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, other banks had to make up that deficit.
Yeah.
You're going to get a little ripple effect from that. We're all going to be affected by that. But I'm just telling you, it's kind of like the smash and grab that you see today with these criminals go in these stores where people are working for a living, and they break the display cases, and they take the merchandise, and they run out the door with it. Well, that's kind of what these two banks did. They just done the smash and grab. Here's why they done it, because there's no fear of God.
No.
And they don't want to admit that there's none like God in the earth, and there will be consequences. But until then, praise God, I'm glad there ain't nothing like Him. Amen.
Amen.
He keeps good records. He's writing all this down. Even though I can't do nothing about Silicon Valley, even though I can't do nothing about Signature Bank, I know one that can. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15, God said, "For now I will stretch out my hand that I may smite thee." You know, God didn't have to take a poll. He didn't have to see how many were in favor. He said, I will stretch out my hand that I may smite thee and thy people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed for this cause have I raised thee up." That's also mentioned in Romans chapter 9, verse 17. God here tells Pharaoh to his face, "And in this very deed, for this cause, have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth." You know, this is 1,491 years before Christ.
Yeah.
Here we are, 2023, after the death of Christ. They don't even like to retain that. They're trying to change the AD. And, you know, the... the B.C. and the A.D., they didn't want to acknowledge that Jesus was even here. And he said, my name shall be declared throughout all the earth. And I'll tell you right now, God does have the final say, amen. He said in verse 17, as yet exalted thou thyself against my people that thou will not let them go. That's a question mark there. God's saying, are you sure that you don't want to let my people go? Have you thought about this, Pharaoh? You know, a lot of people are in the same dilemma Pharaoh's in.
Yeah.
To acknowledge God, Brother Ed, they got to let go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carolyn, they don't want to let go.
No.
You know, the Bible tells us that the friendship of this world's empty with God, and they look at the world and they say, I want the world.
Yeah.
And they say, I want heaven. I want God. Well, God here says, are you sure you don't want to let my people go? Are you sure you want to rise up against me and my people?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm telling you, Pharaoh's in a predicament right here.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18, behold, tomorrow. See, Pharaoh, he started this tomorrow stuff. The Lord just keeps kind of hammering on that nail. Behold, tomorrow, about this time, I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail,
yeah,
such as hath not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof, even until now. God said, I'm going to show you something, Pharaoh.
That's going to flood you out, boy.
Oh, boy, this rough. This rain here's got some fire in it.
Yeah.
He said, send therefore now and gather thy cattle. See, God's warning him. Go get your cows and all that thou hast in the field. For upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them and they shall die. That's a pretty good warning.
Yes, it is.
I'll tell you, that'd be enough warning for me.
That's right.
I'd be digging me a hole, I'm telling you. Verse 20, he that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the house. Some of them had some sense.
Right.
Some of them listened.
Yeah.
And he that regarded not the word of the Lord, and we've got them, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
They make jokes about God. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 3, the last days, there'll be mockers. They mock, make fun.
Yeah.
They was in Noah's day. Hey, Noah! Where's that flood, Noah? Noah's over doing what God told him to do. I'm telling you, it hadn't rained yet. And though it regarded not the word of the Lord, they're out there sharing, wondering if there's going to be any hail.
Yeah.
I've seen them, they're dumb. Out there saying, what hail? About that time, one hit them right top of the head. Next! He that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail. Notice this. And the fire ran along the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was not like in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. Now God had done this with Sodom and Gomorrah. So I mean, he couldn't say it had never happened. He just said it never happened in the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field, break every tree of the field. We just saw a bunch of trees break just recently, amen.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, God will not be denied. And the Bible tells us he has his way in a whirlwind in the storm in Nahum chapter 1 verse 3. And God is showing Pharaoh here who really is in charge.
Yeah.
And even Pharaoh didn't like to acknowledge it, but he saw it.
Yeah.
And the damage was great. Verse 26, only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. Verse 27, And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, oh, it's kind of hard to get somebody to do this, but here Pharaoh is. I don't know if he's still spitting flies or not, but Pharaoh says, I have sinned.
This time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, it's hard to get a sinner.
To admit.
I've tried to talk to them. They said, well, I'm not as bad as some. No, it ain't none good. No, not one. I'm just telling you, ain't no getting around sin. But Pharaoh here finally admits. He said, I have sinned this time. He said, the Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Sound like Pharaoh's starting to get a little sense about him. He's starting to realize he's no match for God. He's starting to realize how much he needs mercy. He says, verse 28, entreat the Lord, for it is enough. Mm-hmm. Boy, there was a day I decided I'd had enough. Amen.
Yeah,
and I called upon him, rich in mercy, all to call upon him. Got a refuge for my soul. I laid hold on eternal life. I'm not enduring, I'm enjoying. Amen. Some people try to endure to the end. I'm enjoying, amen, every moment of the day since you gave me this heart of love. Said that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. And the Pharaoh, he means every word of this. Pharaoh's problem is, there's a devil down here.
Yeah.
That devil's whispering in Pharaoh's ear, you don't have to let them people go. And God's whispering in his other ear, let my people go. And Pharaoh is the one that's going to make the decision. That's the way life is. The devil's going to lie to you, and God's going to deal with you, and you're the one that's going to make the determined vote. My pastor said the devil's already voted against you, God's already voted for you, and you'll make the vote that'll make the difference. Amen. But he says, the Lord is righteous, he said here. And you know, Pharaoh, he kind of getting it here. And he said there to be no more thundering. And he said, I and my people are wicked. He said, entreat the Lord, for it's enough that there be no more mighty thundering and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. Moses said unto him, as soon as I'm gone out of the city. You notice Moses didn't say tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He said, as soon as I'm gone out. I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord. Boy, I thank God for praying, people.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all praying for me. Sister Bonnie told me, she said, are you ready to get blessed today? I said, yes, absolutely. She said, good, I prayed for you. Yeah. Oh, I appreciate that. I do.
We all three prayed for you.
I'll tell you right now, I appreciate that. I didn't know there was more involved. She just told me, she said, I prayed for you. I need that.
Yeah,
the devil, he sifts preachers like wheat. He don't want them to be able to do the job God's called them to do. And I'll just tell you right now, as somewhat of a battle goes up here every Sunday, just to deliver the message of God.
Sure.
As God gives it. But here Moses said, he said, I'll spread abroad my hands unto the Lord. And he said, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, as thou that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord's.
Right.
And fullness thereof, it all belongs to the Lord. He said, but as for thee and thy servants, I know that ye will not yet fear the Lord God. And you know, even though that's the truth, right now Pharaoh's kind of, he's not on board. He's still wanting to do what he said. But like I said, there's a devil down here. Verse 31, and the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was boiled, but the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. So they had two crops destroyed,
right,
and they had two crops that were coming up.
Yeah.
And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread abroad his hands unto the Lord, and the thunders and the hail ceased, and the rain was not poured out upon the earth. But and when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more and hardened his heart and his servants, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened. Neither would he let the children of Israel go,
yeah,
as the Lord had spoken by Moses. And we're going to stop on that verse right there. But I want you to know what's going on with Pharaoh goes on with every sinner,
right,
every single day.
Yeah.
God sends someone to them. to give them maybe a gospel tract.
Yeah.
God sends someone to them. Brother Donnie's tell me all the time. He tries to reason with people at work. He said, I tried to tell them, Brother Eddie. And I said, well, you keep that up, buddy. Don't you let up on that. And sometimes all you can do is just say, Lord loves you. I'll be praying for you. Some people are just not open to you talking to them about eternity.
No.
Or about judgment or about the Lord or death or anything like that. They just want to live their life a selfish way. It's my life. I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to go where I want to go. All of that's all selfish. God wants to give you life that you might have it and have it more abundantly. And He's the only one that can give you that life.
Right.
You'll not get it nowhere else.
No.
But every day, God's pleading with lost humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, lost humanity is arguing with the evidence. I've seen men tremble. I've seen them right at the door of salvation. And I've seen them let go. Walk away. I'm just telling you, I've seen it. And it's only by the grace and mercy of God I got saved myself. I can't even throw a rock.
No,
I mean, even my own life, I look back and I had opportunity upon opportunity upon opportunity to get saved.
Yeah.
And I shunned.
That's right.
I shunned that opportunity. I said it not, the counsel of God. Hey, I quenched the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
I'll just tell you, thank God that God doesn't give up on us.
That's right.
Thank God He keeps coming. Pharaoh got all kinds of opportunities here.
Amen.
And he kept hardening his heart. Father, we thank You for this Sunday school lesson this morning. How applicable, Lord, it is to the hour in which we're even living in.
Yes.
Lord, we thank You, Father, Lord, for this lesson this morning. Take it where it's needed. Use it, Lord, as only You can to help somebody on their way to hell, Lord, to find that exit ramp named Jesus Christ saves.
Yeah.
Oh, help them, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Now, hey, you talk about that, what I want you to go back on. That was on Wednesday night.
Oh, okay.
In the book of Acts.
Thank you, Brother Ed.
Yeah, where God used that woman.
Yeah. We'll go back to that Wednesday.